Yeah, I mean, I think basically anyone with a computer and like time and energy and, you know, maybe a little too much spare time or whatever, like, you can probably find stuff about these people no one else has found. Like, it's out there for sure.
But even, I mean, even beyond like this, this, you know, these techniques, the things you're doing, I mean, it could easily be used to, you know, research, you know, whatever, 5 years from now, corporations or, you know, whatever the, wherever you're drawn to. So it's like, I don't know. I'm just pumped to see where you know, what you're doing in a year or two. It's exciting.
Yeah. The next step, because we've got like, we've published a fair amount of Discord stories, but like our private database of everything we've collected is like 50 or 60 Discord servers from a bunch of different groups. So I'm looking forward to like, I want to try to map out their networks and basically be like, here's not the entire alt-right, but like the groups we were able to collect information on. And like, because a lot of these people know each other in different groups, and there is a lot of informal networking and relationships they're building with each other. And so I think, yeah, I mean, the more we can expose those networks, I think the less likely they'll be able to, like, kill people and get away with it or, you know, continue to, you know, mainstream racism.